I bring to you today House Bill 1117, LC394010. And what this has to do with is post-certification of police officers. And as you look through the bill, you can see, we're going to offer an amendment here, but you can see on line 14, item 2, be a citizen or national of the United States. And what I've got is back in December, I got a phone call from the chief of police in Pula, Georgia. He has an individual who's an American Samoan. And he served 4 years in the United States Army, deployed to the Middle East. He's been a police officer in his jurisdiction for 4 years now. And Post Council did a survey and found out that there were 4 American Samoans serving as police officers in this state, and they pulled the certification pending action here or that they obtained U.S. citizenship. Now, all the other territories of the United States allow Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Northern Marianas, they're also territories of the United States. They can be police officers. And I don't know what the exclusion is here. I've done a lot of checking around the last couple of days. American Samoans are the most patriotic people in the United States of America. They have a higher percentage of people that serve in the U.S. military, and they have, in 2021, there were 20,000 American Samoans in the United States Army. I served in Vietnam and Marine Corps. I had a Samoan in my unit. They're very patriotic people, and this guy apparently has done a great job in his 4 years. The chief wants to retain him. He's put him in an administrative position until something could be done. Now, I've gone through this in the State Patrol with a boy that, or young man who was born in Cuba. And in order to be a state trooper, you had to be a native-born American citizen. And since he was born in Cuba, he didn't qualify. He went to federal court and won, and it's been a while now, but he's already retired. So it's the guy right now who is the Inspector General for the state of Georgia. He used to work with me in our Internal Affairs Unit. He was a federal policeman in Australia and immigrated to the United States. He wanted to be a state trooper, but he couldn't get post-certified, so we put him in investigations, which is what he did in Australia. He was there for 11, 12 years as he sought American citizenship, and in fact, he got so high in pay that he didn't want to take a reduction when he got his citizenship. So now he's moved on to 2 or 3 investigative organizations in state government and now serves as our Inspector General. So I think it's only fair. This guy served our country. We sent him over to the Middle East where he could have gotten shot. We can't hire police officers in a lot of jurisdictions. He wants to do it. This is a very professional organization in Pooler, and he's apparently done a great job, and I just think if there's any fairness that he'll get consideration, along with the other 3 in the state. Now, I don't know anything about them, but I think as a territory, the American Samoans have stood up for our country for a long time, and they're very patriotic, and I don't know why we exclude them.
Understood. You have a before we get too far down the road discussing your bill, you have an amendment that you want to offer there.
And what we want to do is scratch through or national. That's correct, line 14. Be a citizen and scratch through or national and put or national of the United States from American Samoa or Swain Island.
And just want to clear on that.
Sure. Scratch through or national and insert or national of the United States from American Samoa or Swain Island.
I want to defer to lead counsel on that. And that will tighten up and make sure that there's no expansion of what the term national means. Is that correct? Okay. My office had been bombarded with phone calls.
Mine too.
Given the state of politics, if you will, here, and seeing the crisis at the border, I've had a tremendous amount of calls. People concerned that we're just going to let anyone who is not a natural-born U.S. citizen become post-certified and enforce the laws of this state.
Right.
And nothing could be further from the truth, correct? we want to make sure and keep this tight and keep it to where it's going to benefit those who are in need of this legislation, and quite frankly, reward those people who are just as American as you and I, Colonel. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they are national citizens. They're not American citizens, but they're U.S. nationals.
Okay. Representative Evans? Or Representative Frazier, I'm sorry.
Thank you, yes. Mr. Chairman. Colonel Hitchens, so we are doing legislation for a certain group of immigrants.
They're not immigrants.
Nationals.
Nationals.
U.S. nationals.
That's correct.
But they do not have visas. Or is that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so now in this case, we're doing it for four Samoans?
And I think there'd probably be more in the future. It's only four. It's a small venture. But, you know, I just think those that have served ought to have some, ought to be recognized and allowed to perform what they want to do with their life. I mean.
So I'm just trying to understand this because this might open up for other nationalities.
No, it's very specific. It says American Samoan.
Yeah, that's what this one will say. But you might come back and find out that we also have other nationalities that served in the military that we think they should also be considered.
Well, the truth is, if they're in the military right now, they can get expedited U.S. citizenship. It's a shame this fella didn't ask for it when he was in the military because he could have got it.
So my question is, if he's already a police officer, how did he get that status?
Apparently nobody checked his record when he applied. I'm sure there are very few people. Our representative down here was the head of Post Council for years, and I've talked to him about this, and I don't think they would have anybody recognized that there was any different status for them because they are residents of the territories of the United States.
So, actually, we might have many, many more, since they weren't recognized.
Not Samoans. Well, we could have a few more Samoans, but if they're from another country and they serve in our U.S. military, they can get expedited U.S. citizenship for service.
And will they fall under this?
No.
Okay, so it's just for these four people that you know.
And anybody that comes along afterwards that happens to be. He was stationed in the 3rd Infantry Division down at Fort Stewart. I don't know whether he got married, but when he got out, he decided to reside there and stay.
One final question, Mr. Chairman. So, Colonel Hitchens, since these four men were pretty much overlooked, so what do we have in place now to make sure that the ones that's following him are being screen properly?
I'm sure they're being screened now. This once they discovered this, I'm sure that anybody that applies for post certification now will be identified.
Okay, you say you're sure.
I'm positive.
Okay, thank you.
I never knew this existed. I've been state law enforcement for 43 years.
Well, I'll just tell you, to renew a professional license in this state, you have to do everything but give your DNA.
Right.
And attest to that. Let's see, we're going to go to Representative Neal.
Yes, thank you to the chair. Thank you for the bill, of which I'm a signer. And I just had a thought, and if anyone's open to it, I think this could help the calls and the bills. But to address Representative Frazier's point, I wonder if changing the terminology to match and cover all the U.S. territories that we can have people come from that include Puerto Rico, what have you. So if we were to adjust anything to say U.S. territories, that would include the five territories of the United States. So if you came from Mariana Islands, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
As I already said, they're all eligible already. I don't know what the difference was about American Samoa. We have a lot of Puerto Rican and
right.
I don't know so many from Virgin Islands, but
They're already eligible to become post-certified.
Right, right.
So people from Guam, Mariana Island, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands. We just left out American Samoa right. for some reason.
For reasons unbeknown to me, or apparently anybody else that I've talked to.
Okay.
All right, number 18, Representative Evans.
Thank you. I guess that was really a part of my question, is that was there any need to be more specific about these other U.S. territories? Is there any harm in mentioning the other U.S. territories?
I don't think so. When we constructed the bill, we just thought it would be easier just to say what we said in one word. But I had no idea that this would involve any controversy. I thought it would be a simple bill that
It's the belief of the chair that there's no sense in adding those because they're already eligible. Eligible.
Right.
So we want to address the specific issue keep it tight and clean. Any other discussion at this time? Terry Norris, you're here from the Sheriff's Association. You have anything you want to weigh in on this bill? LC 394010. There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, like sign. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's back up just a second there. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. So a motion do pass in a second. We also have an amendment. Anyone want to? Representative Lott.
Mr. Chair, I would like to do the amendment per the author of the bill, LC 394010, 321117, on line 14, scratch 3, 4 national, and insert, I should, you know, actually, can I back up one on that? On line 14, I think it would be easier to just add A after the word or and just make it or A national. It would read of the United States. Following the word states, put from American Samoa or Swains, Swains Island.
Okay. I'll defer to Legislative Council. Is that going to be? You can repeat that, Representative Lott, for the Council.
Okay, so we can do that either way for Ledge Council's purpose. Do you have a preference? Add or in. All right, yes, ma'am, we'll do it. Let's do it that way. Line 14, scratch through or national. And then following the words United States, add or a national from American Samoa or Swains Island.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I've written down or a national of the United States from American Samoa or Swains Island.
Let's defer that to the Lake Council because we're starting to split hair.
Yeah, that's what we can see. Yeah, but it's last time she
yes.
didn't say it.
Yeah. Yes. No, and you're right, I did not say it because originally I wasn't sure why we were repeating all that. My fault.
You want to restate your...
Let's restate this. Be a citizen, and then we will scratch through the or a national. It will read, be a citizen of the United States. Then following the word states, we will add, or a national of the United States from American Samoa or Swains Island.
Okay. Is that clear? Okay. Is there a second to that? Okay. All those in favor on adding that amendment to the bill, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, like sign. Okay. The amendment is on. Okay. Now, all those in favor of the passage of the bill as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. Okay. The amended bill passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.